March 14th, Lecrae Moore.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Known by a single moniker, Lecrae has won multiple Grammy Awards, multiple Dove Awards, and multiple Soul Train Music Awards. He also wrote Unashamed, One Man's Journey to Faith and Freedom. He is a world-renowned gospel hip-hop rap recording artist, an entrepreneur, and a social activist. His early life was troubled. No father, a single mother, abusive caregivers, and gangster uncles. He struggled with depression, thoughts of suicide, drug abuse, and alcoholism. As he puts it, he is a real person who has been through real things. Lecrae didn't do well in school. Even when he made it to college, he had to drop out. But on this date, in 2016, he received an honorary doctorate of music from Toronto's Canada Christian College. According to the college's president, the decision was based on his talent, his achievements, and most importantly, his outreach to troubled youth. Lecrae is the youngest person in the institution's history to receive this honor. Here is his story.
Be the role model boys and men need. When Lecrae was a young boy, he desperately wanted a man to look up to. He never met his father, a man who eventually became a drug addict. His mother, busy working to support her son, sometimes had to leave him in the care of others, like his grandmother. As he stayed in his grandmother's house, he sometimes snuck downstairs to turn on the television when she wasn't looking. That's where he found rap music. In rap, he found people who were significant. They shared about their struggles and celebrated their culture. To a boy like Lecrae, who wasn't the best athlete or the best student, they were people to look up to. But as he grew up, Lecrae looked up to other, harsher role models. He started doing drugs at 16. Fights were a constant struggle. In high school, he got arrested for stealing. Lecrae desperately needed God. And when his mother offered him a Bible to read, he took the book and ripped out the pages. When he was 19, however, a friend invited him to a youth conference. At first, Lecrae only went because he wanted to meet girls and go to parties in the city. But as he attended the conference, he realized that there were other teens like him. They were from the inner city too, but they were different. They said Jesus had changed them. Lecrae eventually gave his life to Christ and graduated from the University of North Texas. But he still had a heart for rap music. Lyrics and beats recounted his past struggles on the streets and how he had found victory in Christ. When Lecrae volunteered at a juvenile detention facility in Dallas, he decided to share the songs he wrote with the youth. As he performed for them, he noticed the reactions change. The kids began to cry, and Lecrae kept on rapping his songs and connected with them. Lecrae knew what they were going through. He knew what it was like to struggle with significance and not have a role model. He knew that deep down, many of the kids were just needing to hear the hope that he now had. Time and time, after each performance, the kids begged for more. "Can you do that song again?" they would ask. "I just need that song to hold on to. I need something that's going to remind me that I need Jesus." Over and over, they begged to hear more, hungry to hear how much Jesus could help them and save their lives. That was when Lecrae realized he could use his rap music to help others. Just like Tupac and other rap artists had been an influence to him growing up, he could now use his music and story to influence others towards hope in Jesus. It wasn't long before Lecrae went professional in his music and shared God's hope with the entire world. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20 says, "Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." How can your life inspire others? Be the role model boys and men need.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jim Hatcher, and I serve the Alliance Church in Jerusalem. Today's video is about Lecrae Moore, a talented artist who loves Jesus and who does not waste his platform. Now, as dad, I am grateful for the example that he's been for our son Levi, because his life consistently points others to God and calls each of us up to be role models for the next generation. Now, it's important we understand this. We don't have to be famous to do that. People pay attention. Our natural tendency is to always compare. We care about what others are doing, what others are thinking, particularly the ones that we respect. Now, for me, it was my friends at school, but they were always trying to be like each other in the worst kind of ways. And then I met my youth pastor and his wife, Dan and Angela Kirk. And they were different. They were genuine. They were pursuing something honorable, a life that had purpose beyond all the trauma that I was used to. And they called me up to a higher standard. Now, watching how they lived gave me a more clear picture of who our Father was in heaven and made me want to pursue God. And so we don't have to be perfect to be role models. The Kirks weren't perfect, but through the ups and the downs, no matter what, their life consistently pointed to the Father in heaven. Now, that's what Jesus did when he came. When Jesus came, his life showed us the face of the Father. In John 14:9, it said, Jesus says, "Whoever has seen me has seen the face of the Father." Now, we're not God, but when people watch how we live, we want them to recognize our dad in heaven. Time is short, and all we have are these next moments, and maybe the rest of today, and that's it. More time isn't promised for anybody. So in all that we do, we want to show the face of God to the next generation and peers in our lives. That's what we do as men. So be encouraged, and may those around us encounter our Father in heaven through the way that we live.